KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a chance of showers later this afternoon, a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, a judge has approved a motion to move the trial of an Iowa couple charged in the starvation death of their 16-year-old adopted daughter. The Des Moines Register reports that a judge on Wednesday agreed that pretrial publicity surrounding the case necessitated moving the trial of Mark and Misty Ray out of Dallas County. The Rays have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, child endangerment resulting in death, and other counts related to the May 2017 death of Sabrina Ray in her Perry home. Authorities say the girl weighed just 56 pounds when she died. Her brother, Justin Ray, was sentenced to 10 years in prison earlier this year for drop-kicking Sabrina down basement stairs, leaving her unable to walk, talk, or eat in the days before her death. The girl's adoptive grandmother was sentenced to 20 years for failing to seek medical help for Sabrina and for abusing other children in the household. The Mills County Attorney's Office reports a Pacific Junction man, 39-year-old Christopher Lee Irvin, was charged Tuesday with sexual abuse in the third degree, a Class C felony, and two counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee, each an aggravated misdemeanor. Irvin was being held in the Mills County Jail pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. Irvin is an elementary art teacher, head cross-country coach, and assistant track coach, who's employed by the East Mills Community School District in Mills County. In an interview on August 17th, a juvenile female disclosed that late July or early August, Irvin touched her in the groin and buttocks area. The juvenile further disclosed that on or about April 20th, he rubbed his genitalia upon her bare feet. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Division of Criminal Investigation. Christopher Lee Irvin was arrested by the Mills County Sheriff's Office and transported to the Mills County Jail without incident on August 21st. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says a Cass County man was arrested Tuesday morning following a traffic stop. A deputy on routine patrol at around 9 a.m. ran the license plate number for a 2014 Chrysler Town & Country van. The registered owner, 34-year-old Justin J. Schroeder of Griswold, showed a revoked driver's license through the state of Iowa for a previous OWI conviction. During the traffic stop, Schroeder admitted he shouldn't be driving, but he added that he was driving home from work and has to get back and forth to work somehow. A traffic stop Tuesday afternoon in Pott County resulted in the arrest of a man for driving while barred. A deputy was on patrol just before 2 p.m. when he saw a 1996 Cadillac DeVille passing by. The vehicle did not have any license plates. The driver of the vehicle, who was taken into custody, was identified as 27-year-old Joshua Cannon of Council Bluffs. And a traffic stop at around 6:45 a.m. on Wednesday resulted in the arrest of 39-year-old Dusty William Edward Rhodes of Missouri Valley. Rhodes was shown to have a warrant for violating a no-contact order out of Council Bluffs. The Creston Police Department reports this morning 23-year-old Tyler White of Creston was arrested Wednesday on charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. He was released from the Union County Jail on $1,600 bond. And Wednesday evening, 19-year-old Patrick Farlow of Creston was arrested for driving while barred, three counts of possession of a concealed weapon, and disarming a peace officer. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $13,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a woman was injured after a two-vehicle accident on Highway 34 Wednesday. The accident happened about a half mile west of Red Oak at around 3 p.m. An investigation determined that a 2015 Chevy Silverado owned and operated by 69-year-old Lawrence Irwin of Clarinda was eastbound on Highway 34 when he stopped on the west side of the river bridge due to construction traffic control on the bridge. A 2007 Chevy Trailblazer owned and driven by 77-year-old Judy McFarlane of Red Oak was also eastbound and failed to see the stop truck and rear-ended it. After the crash, McFarlane was flown by air ambulance to an Omaha hospital for treatment of her injuries. There were no other details on her condition available. Damage to the Silverado was estimated at $4,800, while the Trailblazer sustained about $7,000 damage. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police and Red Oak Fire. In our funeral announcements, Kimberly Gail Erickson, age 54, of Lewis, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Kim Erickson will be today at 10:30 at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Dean Archer, age 91, of Orient, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dean Archer will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Robert Bob Larson, age 68, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Bob Larson will be this morning at 10:30 at the St. Gerald Catholic Church in Omaha. The Heafy, Hoffman, Dworick, and Cutler Funeral Home of Omaha has the arrangements. Earl Jarnigan, age 82 of Panora, died August 16th. A visitation for Earl Jarnigan will be today from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Adam Richard Nelson, age 38 of Polk City, a native of Atlantic, died August 16th. Funeral services for Adam Nelson will be tomorrow at noon at the Lutheran Church of Hope in Ankeny. Hamilton's Funeral Home of West Des Moines has the arrangements. Phil Chintz, age 86 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. A prayer service for Phil Chintz will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charles Ray Raymond Gary of Red Oak died August 21st on Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Funeral services for Ray Gary will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Violet Fiscus, age 96 of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Violet Fiscus will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Barbara J. Madsen, age 87 of Audubon, died August 16th at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Barbara Madsen will be held Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Joyce L. Peterson, age 82 of Atlantic, died August 18th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Joyce Peterson will be on Monday at 2:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Rebecca Becky Perkins, age 57 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Becky Perkins are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.